I'm Eric Allen for KLCC. The Chamber Recital Series Songs at Tsunami presents 20th Century Women, An Evening of American Art Song at Tsunami Books in Eugene on Saturday, March 25th. It will feature mezzo-soprano Janine Nelson, along with pianist Yulia Menina, with music by, for, and about women in the art song tradition. With me in the KLCC studios is soprano Laura Waite, creator of the Songs at Tsunami series. Welcome, Laura.
Thank you, Eric. It's nice to be here.
Well, how would you define art song?
Art song is poetry set to music. I think it's very similar to singer-songwriter tradition where you have one instrument and one voice, but it's generally done with piano, and the composer is someone who's trained in classical music composition, and the poems are pre-existing.
And as an example, you performed a poem by Oregon poet William Stafford set to music by Jason Heald. What was it about that particular poem that inspired Jason?
When you hear the poem itself, it talks about the loss of an intimate partner in your life and the small details that express the depth of that loss are so touching.
The dress with flowers on it, and another dress, only some slipper shoes.
And in the program on March 25th, the program consists of songs by, for, and about women. What's included in the range of poetry that music is based on in that show?
Jan has chosen three sections of music that represent women from the perspective of other people representing women, women representing women, and children asking for their voice to be heard. So in the beginning, she's presenting poetry from the Elizabethan era, and in that era, women represented an ideal and a way to interact with religion and with the world that men didn't have access to in their stereotypical relationship with the world. But their compositions are done by modern composers. Then there are songs with poetry by Emily Dickinson, again set by a man, Aaron Copland, but more of a voice of the woman saying, "This is how I feel. Hear me now." And Amy Beach is a female composer, and so she also is presented with her own voice of things that she wants people to hear about what it's like to be her and be a woman. The whole recital ends with some fun and poignant pieces by Leonard Bernstein, where he presents women and children as people demanding someone listen to them, demanding that they stop making assumptions about their position in the world and their view on things and pay attention for a moment while they speak.
Well, what do Janine Nelson and Yulia Menina bring to the music then and their own interpretations of it?
Well, I can speak for Jan, who I've known for years. She, as a mother and a woman who has always wanted to be a singer, has dealt with these concepts of how do I represent myself and how do I ask other people to listen to me. We all go through that as performers. Like, how do I justify that I have to get up and share things with people? And so this music speaks to a lot of that for her, especially as a mom, seeing her kids want to be heard and being an adult and saying, well, I don't have time to hear you right now. That whole dichotomy has been interesting for her.
You'll have another performance in this series in April as well with Sarah Maddox and the Tangletown Trio. How will that one differ from this performance?
Sarah and Tangletown have planned a program of all new American music, some world premieres, and the main difference is that there's also a violin that makes up this trio. So it'll be more akin to real chamber music in the sense that there's a solo instrument there.
In the end, how does it change the meaning of all this poetry to have this musical context?
Well, we like to say that pictures paint 1,000 words, right? Well, I think music can do that as well. Music gives meaning to words that can become very deep and rich and go to places where we don't have language to describe feelings.
Laura Waite, creator of the Art Song Chamber Recital Series Songs at Tsunami. The next performance features mezzo-soprano Janine Nelson and pianist Yulia Menina on Saturday, March 25th at 5 p.m. at Tsunami Books in Eugene. For more information, see Songs at Tsunami on Facebook or visit laurawaite.com or tsunamibooks.org. For KLCC, I'm Eric Allen.